You can control the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's a Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are completely free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you $5, $7 for their website per month. We give it away at freetalklive.com. As we go to a story about a very, very bad young man. Well, at least according to his principal. According to Bloomberg, Tyler Stokin was a well-behaved fourth grader who enjoyed school. He earned A's and B's and performed well on standardized tests. In May of 2005, he'd completed 5 of the 6 days of the Washington State Assessment of Student Learning Exam, called WASL, part of the WASL, part of the state's No Child Left Behind test. Then Tyler came upon this question. Remember, this is a really good kid up until this point. Here's the question. While looking out the window one day at school, you notice the principal flying in the air. In several paragraphs, write a story telling what happens. The 9-year-old was afraid to answer the question about his principal, Olivia McCarthy. "I didn't want to make fun of her," he says, explaining that he was taught to write the first thing that entered his mind on the state writing test. In this case, Tyler's initial thoughts would have been embarrassing and mean. So even after repeated requests by school personnel, and ultimately the principal herself, Tyler left the answer space blank. He didn't want them to know what he was thinking, that she was a witch on a broomstick, says Tyler's mother, Amanda Wolf, sitting next to her son in the family's ranch home 3 blocks from the elementary school in Aberdeen, Washington. Because Tyler didn't want to answer the question, the principal, Ms. McCarthy, suspended him for 5 days, which, of course, is only going to intensify his belief that she's indeed a witch.
Be a witch.
He recalls the principal reprimanding him by saying his test score could bring down the entire school's performance.
I wondered why the principal was so thoroughly invested in this boy answering this question.
Tyler says McCarthy told him, "Good job, bud. You've ruined it for everyone in the school, the teachers and the school." He cried. Aberdeen School District Superintendent Martin Kay ordered an investigation. My suspension was for refusal to comply with a reasonable request and to teach Tyler that that could harm him in the future, said McCarthy to an investigator. "I never for a second questioned my actions." Tyler, who's 4 feet tall and weighs 70 pounds, hasn't been the same since, says his mom. He liked the principal before this, she says. He cried. He didn't understand why she'd done this to him. Well, Tyler, you need to understand that we're all a community together here at this school, and if you don't play ball with the rest of the community, we're all going to get in trouble, because that's how communism works. When one of the pack is stepping out of line, everyone gets punished. And you don't want to punish your friends, do you, Tyler? Now fill in that question. He wouldn't do it. Now, of course, I made that up. Now Tyler blows up at the drop of the hat, his mother says. They created a monster. He'll never take that test again, even if I have to take him to another state, she says. Hey, psst. Try a private school. You don't have to leave.
Right.
Tyler's attitude about school changed. He became more shy. He's afraid of all of the tests, and doesn't do as well in classes anymore, says his mom. McCarthy's May 6, 2005 letter to Tyler's mother detailed her son's suspension. The fact that Tyler chose to simply refuse to work on the WASL after many reasonable requests is none other than blatant defiance and insubordination, according to the principal. In the letter, she accused Tyler of bringing down the average score of the other 10 students in his class. As we have worked so hard this year to improve our writing skills, this is a particularly egregious wound.
Right, he didn't do what I told him to do, and he's going to have to pay. God.
You realize, of course, that if
the hubris.
You realize, though, if there was no government school system, there wouldn't be this stupid average school score versus the other schools to compete for funding, which is what the issue is here, right? Because if they don't get a certain score, they won't get the federal government money, or they won't get the state money, or whatever money it is that's being suspended over their head at the given moment. And so, therefore, they have this incentive to push these kids too far. and to possibly harm them psychologically.
I think that may be what happened right here.
That isn't what happened. But if it was a private school, then those incentives wouldn't be there. The private school would have the money from each individual parent who is paying in direct to fund their children.
Right.
And so, therefore, they wouldn't have any higher authority to answer to. They wouldn't have the No Child Left Behind Act to answer to. All they'd be answering to would be the parents. So if Tyler didn't want to answer a question on a test, his test score would suffer, and then his parents might have a few words to say to him about it. And that would be it. So it's all the government's fault, what's happened here. All the stupid centralization of authority, centralization of power, all of their dumb rules, all this one-size-fits-all nonsense that continues to go on in the government school system. That's what is to blame.
Is anybody a fan of these standardized tests?
The government bureaucrats apparently are.
Some are, and then some aren't. I don't think that the teachers themselves are big fans of them, but then again...
They're not opposing them enough to actually stop them. I mean, if the teachers weren't that big of fans, they could say, flip you, we're not going to do these tests. What are you going to do, make us? You can't fire us, we've got tenure. The teachers could take a stand on this, but obviously most of them support it. Because it's money. Our school needs money, Mark, and if the school gets money, we might get a raise.
They want the schools to have the money without the accountability, generally, but I can see what you're saying.
Her accusation was wrong, by the way, the principal accusing him of bringing down the average score of the class. Apparently, there is no averaging of the writing scores. Each student either meets or fails the state standard. Tita Mallory, director of curriculum and assessment for the school district, says school officials feel tremendous pressure because of the high-stakes tests. While there's no academic effect on elementary school children taking the exams, there can be repercussions for school administrators. So, Ms. McCarthy was more concerned about her own career than she was about anything else. So there can be repercussions for the administrators when schools repeatedly fail to show adequate yearly progress, as defined by the No Child Act. The principal can be fired. So, actually, by not participating in the question, he was putting her job at risk.
Maybe the reason she was flying through the air is because she got the boot, and it was knocking her across the playground on her way to the car one last time.
Mallory says, this is his mom, or no, this is a bureaucrat, in many ways, there's too much emphasis on the test. Well, no, duh. She says, I don't want that kind of pressure on our kids. Out of the 74,000 fourth graders taking the WASL last year, 42% failed to meet the state standard for writing. Wow. Fourth graders? 42% didn't meet the standard.
Amazing.
And Juanita Doyen, directors of Mothers Against WASL and the author of Not With Our Kids You Don't, 10 Strategies to Save Our Schools, says Tyler's experience is representative of what's wrong with tests like the WASL. She says they took a student who loved his school and crushed his spirit. We've elevated test scores to be the most important part of school. The principals and teachers are so pressured by the test, they've lost good sense in dealing with the children. And I think she's pretty much right about that. As more of these standardized tests have come about, and I'm not even somebody with kids in the system. I don't even have a ball in play, if you will. But just from what we've seen over time with the stories about school and these tests, it apparently is the case that teachers are teaching to the test.
Like, why wouldn't they? Doesn't that make sense?
No, it does make sense. And it's sad. You know, they're teaching kids test-taking techniques and tips and teaching them, you know, exactly what they need to know to pass the test, regardless of whether or not it's actually going to be important later on in life. It's all about getting this passing grade so they can continue getting the government funding, the government money.
Well,
And our kids are suffering.
I mean, that's obviously what's going to happen, is every time you give us some kind of standardized test like this, I mean, there's classes out there to take the SAT and the ACT and all that other stuff. Is obviously, the idea of the SAT and the ACT is that it's testing how well you've learned in high school, not how well you've studied for the test.
Let's go to the phones. Josh in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Josh.
Man, they traumatized that kid, didn't they?
This poor little guy. What's on your mind, Josh?
I didn't want to talk about that. But,
that's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
All right. My parents just got home, and they went to this homeowners association thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to just wait until the break's over?
Well, what? Sell it,
okay.
Man. Why should somebody hang through? What happened at the meeting?
Oh, well, they came and they told me that I couldn't, like, go outside at night anymore because they were going to start, enforcing
Oh,
some
boy.
Kind of curfew.
You get the details from me. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Is this a private curfew? Talk Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Cal Bend Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Cal Bend Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bend Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Monday edition of the show. Inside Hour 3 is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well for your listening convenience. Totally free. freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this February 23rd to 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. And as a matter of fact, you and I are going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum.
So well, it is the most influential libertarians in America.
FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is the website to learn more and get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go back to Josh in Kentucky, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. So apparently your parents went to a homeowners association meeting. Was it last night, Josh? Josh in Kentucky? Oh, don't tell me we've lost Josh.
Hello?
He's here. Okay, good.
Okay, all right, it so was tonight. It was like an hour ago.
Okay, so they just got back, and there's some sort of a curfew? What's going on here?
Yeah, they didn't give me the details, but they said that, like, I couldn't walk around the neighborhood anymore at night because, like, I don't know, like, they didn't even tell me why. Like, there's no crime here, really, that I know of.
Maybe there was. Maybe somebody's house got broken into or something like that.
Maybe, but, I mean, I'm 17. I should be able to, you know, walk around the streets if I want.
So what is exactly the rule that people under the age of 18 are not allowed to walk around after a certain time at night?
I don't know the specifics about it, but they just came in and told me that, like, I couldn't walk around, and I said that that I was going to anyway.
Is there security in the neighborhood?
I don't know. There might be.
Well, now, wait a minute. You don't know? I mean, is this a gated neighborhood? Is it an upper...
Well, I mean, they could, like, hide in the shadows or something.
They could hide in the shadows?
Yeah, where they, you know, they watch you and you can't see them.
Well, usually you'd know that there's security. I mean, there's no gate, right?
No. As far as I know, there's not.
Okay, because normally security comes along with a gated neighborhood, though I suppose there are some neighborhoods that aren't gated that also have... You know, like the Whackin' Hut security guy driving around in a security vehicle. It's very unlikely they're hiding in the shadows. But if there's no security people around, who's going to enforce the rules?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. But, I don't usually go out at night. But now that they tell me that, I'm going to do it every night. I'm just going to do it just to break it.
Well, I think that I would say that as a homeowners association, they're completely within their rights to limit people under the age of 18 walking around the neighborhood.
I agree they are.
But I have to say that it's a cheap shot because I don't think that an 18-year-old male walking around is any more dangerous than a 19-year-old male walking around.
I agree. Which case you should ban all males from walking around the neighborhood.
You know, at least males under the age of 30.
Yeah.
But the problem is that, you know, there might be a 28-year-old homeowner who's actually in the association. Mm-hmm. So it's a cheap shot, and one that I think that people took rashly and because they could.
Yeah, well, it's easy to attack the kids, right? Yeah. They can't stand up for themselves.
I mean, what if I need to go somewhere and I can't drive and it's nighttime?
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
What if you want to get some exercise and that's the best time for you?
It's certainly cooler at night.
Probably a fairer question than anything.
Well, good luck, Josh, and let us know what happens. I mean, I can't imagine, if they don't have a security force, I can't imagine what's going to happen here, because can the government police enforce private rules like that?
I don't know, but I'm going to see. I'm going to break it every night.
All right, good luck, man, and thank you for the update. We appreciate hearing from you.
You're interested in finding out what happens.
800-259-9231. I mean, I suppose, and that's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. I suppose For instance, if you've got a hotel and some troublemaker comes in and you don't have your own security, obviously you can call the government police to come into your hotel and eject somebody. So does that apply, though, on a neighborhood level? I guess. I don't know.
It's an interesting question. I don't know.
Right. I mean, if it's not a gated community, I would think that there's a good chance that the sidewalks and that sort of thing are indeed easements zone for, partially government-owned property, like ours are around here. And so, therefore, don't you have the ability to walk on those?
Well, I don't know. I think
that's very interesting.
Generally, what happens with them is that the government demands, well, if we're going to give you zoning to build your little house thing there, we're going to, you know, your group of houses, you're going to have to build a bunch of roads. Mm-hmm. And then you have to give those roads to us. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. They give you the specs on the roads, how you have to build the roads, you know, how many gutters mm-hmm. you got to put in there, you know, where the culverts have, the whole deal. And then you have to give them to the government. And I would assume that the easements go with it.
Yeah.
So
Well, we'll see what happens.
It's a dangerous game trusting the government to protect your freedom in this particular circumstance.
To the Center for Small Government at centerforsmallgovernment.com, their weekly newsletter, which is excellent, by the way, excerpting this from there. Michael Cloud talking about the collectivist tax back fallacy. He always has some interesting pointers. The Lone Ranger and Tonto woke up one morning to find themselves surrounded by thousands of Indians on the warpath. Yo, let's get the Indian sound, Mark. Come on.
We're going to get in trouble. Somebody's going to write us for that crap.
Lone what?
Hey, white man. Woman, want to hear me make a white man noise?
We have trouble, Tonto, said the Lone Ranger. What do you mean, we, white man?
Which I think is great.
Said Tonto. I know exactly how the Lone Ranger felt, and so do you. You and I pay taxes and other costs of big government, but you and I do not get equivalent privileges and benefits. We are taxpayers, but we are not tax paid. In big government politics, the word we is used in order to mislead us. For instance, why should Arizonans complain about federal taxes? Asked the local politician. We get back $1.30 for each dollar we spend to send to Washington.
I don't know what that means.
Virginians have no cause to whine about federal taxes, said the politician. We receive $1.66 from the federal government for every $1 we give. When you say you don't know what that means, what part are you confused about?
Well, I'd be interested in knowing what the number was for whatever state that I happen to be in whenever. And I would venture to say that I don't get that kind of number back.
Indeed. And so goes the big government propaganda for taxpayers and voters in the states where federal spending is higher than tax collections. New Mexico, Alaska, West Virginia, Mississippi, North Dakota, Alabama, Hawaii, Montana, South Dakota, and others. The same claim is made on the state and local level. We get back $3 from the state government for every dollar we pay in state taxes, bragged the local politician. I'm bringing home the bacon. We make a profit on state taxes, chirped the state legislator. We haul in $2 for every $1 we ship the state treasury. If you were naive, you might say, we're doing great. Yeah. Where's my tax profit? What do you mean, we, taxpayer? And that's the dirty little secret behind the big government we. That's the collectivist tax back fallacy. We includes you when it comes to taxes and costs imposed by the government, meaning you gotta pay. But we excludes you when it comes to privileges and benefits given by the government. Big government backers
use... Except for roads, right? Like, that's always the thing. When you say, well, we can just do away with taxes.
But what about the roads?
People would die without stoplights.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number, Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We'll explore this whole we concept in a little more detail on the way. Your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Dean here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We are asking you to participate in our listener poll, which right now is poll.freetalklive.com. The question is, how old are you? Simple. We just want to know, just curious about our listener demographics. We sort of already kind of knew the answer, but
well,
now we know a little bit more for sure.
You know, I'm scared of the poll for the reason that for the information that we found out, because now not only is talk radio a male demographic in general, but you know, I would imagine that the internet is probably a little is skewed younger.
Yeah, sure.
So there you're looking at people being on our site being young males, just from that. And then you look at BBSs and the people that spend more time on would spend enough time to spend any time on BBS, on the internet on BBSs. And I would say that'd be a young male demographic. And then our show, I would imagine, is young male demographic, and the numbers have shown up 18 to 44 at like 75% of the respondents. So
there you go.
I don't even know if it's overrepresenting now.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. It's interesting nonetheless.
It
if you want to participate,
thank poll, you. Please participate.
Right, poll.freetalklive.com. You do have to be registered on the BBS to participate, but that's easy to do, and it's
it
free.
Is easy.
So poll.freetalklive.com. Talking about, as Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government calls it, the collectivist tax back fallacy. You might have heard a local or state level politician saying things like this: we get back $3 from the state government for every dollar we pay in state taxes. But what do they mean by we? We includes you when it comes to taxes and costs imposed by the government.
Better
but
believe
it excludes you when it comes to privileges and benefits given by the government. Big government backers use the word we to make you believe that you won, to make you feel like you're getting your fair share of the payoff. If you were one of six people who put in $20 each to buy lottery tickets, then we bought the tickets. And if one of the tickets wins, we won, means you actually collect your fair share of our payout. Not so with a big government we. You and I are part of the we that are forced to pay high taxes, but you and I are not part of the we that profiteers from government spending. So when you hear that we get back more tax money from the federal government than we paid, count your money. You paid, say, $15,000 in federal income taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, tariffs, gas taxes, phone taxes, and more. How much money did you get back from the federal government? When a big government backer tells you that we receive much more tax money from the state government than we pay in taxes, do the math. You paid, say, another $10,000 on your state sales taxes, income taxes, property taxes, gas taxes, cigarette and liquor taxes, business taxes, death, estate taxes, motor vehicle registration and license tax fees, and more. How much money did you actually get back from your state government? Big government politicians and pundits are trying to convince you and me that the health of the collective is the health of the individual. That the prosperity of the community is the prosperity of the individual. Don't let big government conservatives sweet-talk you into believing that the big government liberals are the guiltiest ones. Big government conservatives, moderates, and liberals are all selling the same snake oil. Collectivist groupthink. They want you to buy the lie that your high taxes are the group's high taxes. They want you to buy the lie that tax-funded payments to politically privileged individuals are payments to the group. But the group isn't the individual, and the individual is not the group. Remember this when big government backers try to persuade you that we profit from high federal or state taxes. Remember it when big government politicians tell you that we get more tax dollars than we give. And when big government candidates try to scare you into voting for them by telling you that we could lose this election unless we stick together, laugh. Vote for the small government candidate, if there is one.
Right.
And shout, "What do you mean we, big government politician?" From the Center for Small Government, centerforsmallgovernment.com. I love those guys. They're so good at just picking out the little subtleties of what the politicians say and just tearing them to shreds.
It's great and everything, but how often does one in an average district get an opportunity to vote on the small government candidate?
Whenever there's a libertarian in the race.
It's true.
Or whenever there's somebody who acts like a libertarian who actually, you know, well, for instance, here in New Hampshire, I was on Gardner Goldsmith's show on Friday, and some guy was filling in at that time, and they had a couple politicians actually come. I guess they'd been having politicians on throughout the entire show. And I made the compliment. I gave the New Hampshire politicians the compliment that they are more liberty-oriented here in this state. Even the Republicans and Democrats are more liberty-oriented. For instance, if you're a Democrat or a Republican in this state, you pretty much have to sign a pledge that says you won't institute an income or a sales tax in order to actually get elected around here, because New Hampshireites just won't stand for another tax placed on them. So it's possible.
Maybe but that's a bunch of crap, okay? There is a sales tax in New Hampshire.
There's food sales tax.
But there's everything sales tax. Look, there's a sales tax on every car. There's like a destination charge, which is funny, something like 7 or 8% mm-hmm. on the vehicle. For every house that's bought and sold, there's a transfer fee mm-hmm. on that house. For all the out-of-home food dollar, there's an 8% food tax.
Right.
I mean, when you start adding those things up, you're talking about almost all the dollars spent. I mean,
well,
two biggest expenses that you can put on that you spend in your lifetime are homes and cars.
And they've got big taxes.
And they have essentially sales taxes on those cars.
But to be fair, there's no sales tax when you go to Walmart and buy some stuff.
No, you can go and buy a Pepsi Cola for 99 cents and get a penny back.
Yeah.
But man, how much Pepsi do you buy compared to how many houses?
I don't buy any.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
it's not perfect here. I'm just pointing out that what I was saying was that it's possible that a Republican or a Democrat can be liberty-minded, but only if they'll sign a statement that says they are or something like that.
Right.
Hold them to it. You know, get them to sign the Center for Small Government's pledge that essentially says, "I will vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses." If you can get a Republican or a Democrat to sign that pledge, they're probably worth voting for. Because then, I mean, how many of them will do it?
I don't think they even understand it. They won't even understand it if they sign it.
All right, so there you go. I love it when those guys just tear them up. And they make those claims. I've heard those claims being made before. Up here in New Hampshire, the claim's the reverse, because the New Hampshire politicians will claim, well, we spend a dollar and only get back 77 cents for every dollar we spend. So they claim it in reverse. And it's just misinformation.
It's got to be misinformation anyway, because... You know, for the dollar you spend, you have to pay these bureaucrats, these middle-class bureaucrats that are working in the government. Are you telling me that you really believe that your state is sending out a dollar towards, the federal government, getting back $1.50? Are you really that silly?
Well, some states do get more than they send out.
They may very well.
The governments are what are getting more.
At which point it still trickles down through the state government, through their middle-class bureaucrats. How many cents on the dollar at that point does goes through programs?
Yeah, well, even if you could make the argument that some people are being helped by this money, you could make a much more powerful argument that more people would be helped if it weren't being filtered through the bureaucracies. I mean, there's a chunk taken off here, a chunk taken off there, a chunk taken off over there, and then maybe it'll eventually get to somebody that might actually need it for some sort of an assistance, like in a welfare program or something like that. But even then, you're dealing with people scamming the system, you're dealing with, as far as the people actually receiving the government aid, how many of them are actually in need versus how many know how to work the system?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many are in need. The thing is it still hurts the people that are in need. If you take somebody who's poor and you give them government assistance, the chances are good that all you're going to do is create a government assistance addict.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm poor and you're going to give me a check for, I don't know, $1,500 a month.
For doing nothing.
I'm going to be able to survive on that, but I'm never going to thrive on that kind of pay. But I'm never going to go get a job or whatever it takes.
Yeah, why? Why
beyond, because I'd stop getting my $1,500
check. Right, you might only make $1,200 a month if you got a job. You might make less and you'd be working then. So there's an incentive to do nothing. 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. Mark's got something about God coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Monday edition. Still enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go to experience everything for free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their membership features. Well, we give away all the same features that they charge for and more. In fact, I posit that ours is the most extensive of all radio talk show websites, freetalklive.com.
I would say that's true.
And, though, if you do want to voluntarily support us, we have a way for you to do that. It's called AMP. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 300 now. We have crossed the 300 marker, which is exciting. Like over 300 of our listeners have done. We're vastly approaching, or quickly approaching, the $2,000 a month point, which is also exciting as well. Because that would make us a fifth of the way towards our final goal, Mark. Which is great, because the point of the AMP program is to get Free Talk Live to more new listeners, to get it on more radio stations around the country, to get new internet listeners on board. And how we're doing that is we take in your $3 a month and the $3 a month of everybody else that's contributing, and we turn it into advertising for the show. Hence the name Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's working. It's getting new stations on board, and you can see the details about how the money is spent, how it all works. amp.freetalklive.com, great way to help support the show, and it's totally voluntary. So, let's go to the email box, Mark. I believe you and I both received the same email. And
That happens now and then.
Yeah.
But I kind of like this one from Josh. This is why I don't believe that the Christian God, who I'll just refer to as God in this email, is a loving, merciful, omnipotent God, as most Christians, especially the evangelical ones, will claim he is. And have,
now, they don't all claim that. He does make the point of saying most Christians, and I think that typically is what I've heard. He's God the Father. He loves everybody, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what he's going to address here.
I think that he makes a very valid point here, and I don't know if it's necessarily just targeted even evangelical Christians. I think that this may be something that goes across the board. Let's see. I think that he will claim that he is, in fact, a merciful God and also have hell exist at the same time. If God's omnipotent, as most mainstream Christians will claim, and knows everything about you, your life, your decisions, who you are before you're born and after you die, before your parents are even conceived or thought of, and willingly creates you, then he already knows that you're going to choose what you're going to choose and has decided your fate for you, eliminating free will and the ability to make a choice.
This is where I question his assertions, because I wonder, do most Christians believe that to be the case?
Most Christians don't look at predestination versus free will very thoroughly. It's just something that they don't jump into. I remember that I didn't really look at it. I would have believed that I had free will, but it doesn't make any sense. If God's omnipotent,
then do most Christians believe that he's omnipotent?
Yeah, they believe he's omnipotent, okay. Omniscient. And
I'm just wondering if his assertions are actually what most Christians believe.
It's absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I would say that most Christians believe that he's all-powerful,
right.
All-knowing, and ever all-present. That he's everywhere, all-power. You know, he's
yes.
Every molecule.
Yes, I've heard that claim made.
Yes.
This is my history as a Christian. When I was a Christian, this is what I was, as I understood it as well.
And
so
he also exists outside of time as well as inside of time.
Mm.
So, it really gets convoluted. This is where I feel like it kind of falls apart. You can't have free will and you can't believe in free will in Christianity, as far as I can understand.
Okay.
I used to, but
Christianity
it's because
claims.
I didn't look at it.
But don't they also claim that he gives you free will?
Yes. It's just
so
not accurate.
Okay.
And how could it be? If God is omnipotent and the mainstream Christians will claim and knows everything about you, okay. Let's take Ian, for example.
Okay.
Ian is a strong atheist. God knew long well, according to the Christians, since his existence before Ian was born, that Ian would choose the path of atheism as his personal belief, mainly because that's what Ian's reason and thought led him to believe, and not because he wanted to openly deny God's existence. Somehow or another, he just can't believe in God. He could only go by what his conscience has allowed him. How then can a loving God, a merciful, omnipotent God, if he created Ian, knowing full well that Ian would eventually deny him and his son Jesus Christ and end up spending full eternity in hell before Ian was ever conceived, God knew that Ian would end up burning in hell for not accepting him.
Uh-oh.
So why did God create Ian? Is it because he's cruel, sadistic? God who gets pleasure from messing with the minds of men and seeing them burn in hell forever?
He just
and
wanted
ever,
to send
not for
somebody
choosing
to hell.
The correct path?
I see.
Or is it because he gave us the illusion of free will and said, here you go, now go forth and multiply, but knows that we're his robotic servants without telling us? Now, I've heard from many evangelical Christians that God doesn't want robotic servants that would only choose him and worship him all day and night, but wanted instead to give us choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that this is not the case with a loving, merciful, omnipotent God who advocates the use of a place like hell. So I've come to a few conclusions. One, God is in fact loving, merciful. He created us with free will and gave it to man, but is not omnipotent. He didn't know that Ian would choose atheism and left his choice entirely up to Ian as an individual. Hell exists, and Ian was sent to it by a shock god of his own choice. If God is not omnipotent, then he is not an all-powerful God. Therefore, he is just being
a creator.
With a lot of limited power. Evangelical Christians were wrong. Also, he wouldn't be a loving God if he creates this test and sends you to hell based on how you do in the test, if you didn't know the test existed, and the only people to tell you that the tests existed were more bags of bones like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who, why would they know more than you?
Sure.
So that's ridiculous. His point there doesn't make... I exclude that one.
Okay.
And
not
I'm sure
an option.
I'm sure he doesn't like that one either. Two, God is an evil, sadistic, omnipotent God who created Ian, knowing full well that Ian would deny his existence.
And others.
He did this so that he would take pleasure in watching Ian go through life thinking everything about his beliefs were fine and dandy and try to live his life the best of his ability without God, always searching for the truth and not worrying about what happens after he dies, then getting the shock of his life when Ian undeniable truth that God does exist, and now he's sending Ian to an everlasting lake of fire to burn for all eternity. God is actually evil and evil.
Yeah, I do exist, and you should have believed in me, but I always knew you wouldn't, so go to hell.
And God is actually evil, and evangelical Christians are wrong. Three, God is a loving, merciful, omnipotent God and treats all his children with the same dignity and respect. None are sent to a place of everlasting torment, but consoled and counseled in his presence. All are washed clean and bask in all of his powerful, merciful glory. Everyone lives in everlasting peace and happiness.
Nice.
The Quakers and the Amish and such are right. Now, I don't believe I believe the Amish believe in hell. I don't know about Quakers, and I'm going to look into that particular statement. Evangelical Christians are wrong. Number four. God doesn't exist. All
Christians
are wrong.
Maybe the Amish don't believe in hell for maybe the Amish only believe in hell for people who do bad things.
No, I think Christians believe that you go to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I don't believe that there's anyone that believes that hell exists for
For bad people.
For bad people that do bad things.
I see.
There are those that believe that hell only exists for Satan and his minions, which is what they really talk about in the Bible. They talk about a lake of fire for, it's sort of a Jewish tradition. Mm-hmm. Hell isn't really documented very well in the Bible. Not as well as
it's being
something.
Used as a scare tactic, essentially, to get mm-hmm. people to sign up for the religion.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not saying that the Bible is the truth either.
No, it's an old book.
I have to say that I think that number three is the closest, but I don't even know if there's one creative being, if there's many, or if we're all collective portions of that creative being's mind, or whatever.
And you'll probably never find out
because I'm going to die and go to the ground, and, and the dirt worms are going to eat me, right?
Yeah.
Well. Your belief sucks. I mean, it just stinks. I mean,
no, it doesn't. I have a lack of belief.
But do you understand why that,
it
like, I'm going to go on the ground and get eaten by worms stinks?
You won't know it. I mean, you're not going to feel the worms biting at your leftovers.
It's not the worms, Ian. It's that the nihilistic pointlessness of existence.
I didn't say it was pointless. I didn't say existence was pointless. You've got a limited amount of time to make a difference in this world, and then time's up.
Why bother? Your worm
food.
Well,
why don't you just go put a gun in your mouth?
I don't believe the stupid crap you believe.
But wait a minute. If you believe that there's something coming afterwards, are you going to be punished if you commit suicide? I mean, if there's this
I don't believe in punishment.
Holiness coming up afterwards, why not just bring it up quick?
I believe
Forget
that,
all this earthliness.
I believe in that hell and heaven are what you create on earth. And I believe that really the point of existence, of coming to this existence, is being in this existence.
So you're like me then. You're just putting more flowery words around it. That's
fine.
All.
My life has meaning. Yours stinks. Your worm food.
My life has plenty of meaning. I'm making a difference. All right, we're done. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
And so are you. You're making a difference too, Mark.
If somebody can feel free to give me an email on whether or not, like the whole idea
is
that
God.
Can we have free choice? Like free choice in Christianity? Because I just can't believe that it would exist.
Or is God an evil God? We're done.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.